1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Banks, hospitals, and other businesses have been crippled by a worldwide computer outage overnight. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
Airlines have been among the worst impacted here in the U.S. American, Delta, United all had to ground their flights overnight. American and United say they have begun restarting their operation, but we're seeing very long lines at airports.
There are more than 1,000 flight cancellations in the U.S. right now, over 2,000 delays. The outage is tied to Microsoft and the cybersecurity company CrowdStrike, which says it's found a fix for a defect in a Windows update that triggered the problem. The New York Times technology reporter Adam Sartoriano.
It's wild that one security update can have such a ripple effect, but it shows how interconnected and fragile a lot of the technology infrastructure that's used around the world is.
CrowdStrike says the problem is not linked to a cyber attack or a security incident. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans are leaving the RNC united behind Donald Trump. State Party Chair Brian Schimming says it's in stark contrast to Democrats and President Biden.
The Democrats are a party in disarray. They are a party in panic.
Democrats, meanwhile, won't let voters forget about Project 2025. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley.
Trump, J.D. Vance, and their MAGA allies' agenda to destroy our democracy.
Vice President Kamala Harris is set to visit Milwaukee Tuesday. It would be her fifth visit to Wisconsin this year. It comes as more and more leading Democratic politicians and donors are calling for President Biden to step down from the campaign. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Airlines and 911 centers are experiencing outages in some areas of our state. Here in Wood County, emergency 911 lines are up and running. Wood County Dispatch said they've experienced no issues. Central Wisconsin Airport is also still running smoothly as of 7:30 this morning. Delta Airlines staff said they have not had any delays yet. American Airlines had some slight delays in boarding early this morning, but at 7:25, the flight scheduled to depart was starting to board. Staff at CWA said they would see how things go as the day progresses. There's a blood drive in Wisconsin Rapids today. You can donate at McMillan Memorial Library from 10 to 3 with the Red Cross. It only takes an hour to save up to 3 lives. If you didn't make an appointment, you can just walk in. Their next visit to the library is August 23rd. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin.
Good morning, world.
It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by CEO of Your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
We got the band back together.
Happy
on a Friday. Yes,
woo!
Friday. Woo! Let's kick things off the way we like to with our good friend, Brittany Merlot, talking a little Mother Nature. Brittany, we made it 5 for 5 blue skies every morning. It's been nice.
Isn't it crazy?
Yeah.
Finally, a whole week with great starts, big smiles, and
we got our week of summer.
You're my hero.
Yeah.
This is all you get. 1 week.
Yeah, this is it. This is it.
Oh, great!
It.
Here she comes.
Take it in, Wisconsin. Take it in. What is? I'm seeing a lot of 80s going forward, Brittany.
Yes, we are definitely going to be surging into the upper 70s as soon as today, holding on to some low 80s for the weekend, and of course, even into next week as well. Those are going to be the hot, average high temperatures, which is seasonal, you know, it's July, so that's about normal.
Yeah.
The good news is the humidity is still far, far south and long away from us. I don't think we're really going to start to feel it until maybe Monday or Tuesday now of next week, and then it'll kind of linger here for a little bit, disappear and resurge back in as we start the month of August off. So that's your humidity forecast.
There we go.
Now
get that down.
Rain. Right? Oh, goodness. So we do have some rain chances. If you're traveling this weekend, if you're going north, you're going to see some rain chances by tomorrow afternoon and evening. If you're going to stay put or go south, you're going to hold off. You're going to be beautiful tomorrow, upper 80s, few clouds building in the afternoon. Now, further south and throughout the entire state, we're all going to see chances of some scattered showers and storms by Sunday afternoon. And then those chances continue Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. It's going to be those pop-up showers and storms, mainly in the afternoon and evening hours, so you can plan on them, like Florida weather. And then it really looks to dry out the end of next week. So all good news. This is not a big washout. This isn't going to continue for weeks and weeks on end. So we're going to go up and a little down there for us.
You imply that we're used to that.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I hope that she knows that I appreciate and respect her very much, Mother Nature. Little moody. And I'm saying that as a moody person myself. So, I mean, one takes one to know one here and everything. So we're happy for the consistency where we get it and the warm where we get it. And we always appreciate the time from you, Brittany. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
You as well.
Best in the business right there from Brittany Marlowe joining us every morning in this time slot. We are going to get you ready for the weekend, Terry and I. We got the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up. After that, we're going to make you a star of the day with Culver's. Terry and I are going to play a famous 80s theme song. We'll see if you get that right. If you haven't won anything in 30 days, just like that, you win a family pack of four from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. We will also get into a couple other fun topics I've got for us, Terry. There is a French fry ice cream bar we have to touch on. We have to talk about that. We got, yeah, it doesn't sound great. Five summer etiquette tips. We'll get into those. A little bit of entertainment news for you. We lost a comedy legend, TV legend yesterday, and I want to talk about that. We certainly got to talk about what's on your small screen, what's on your big screen, rafter baseball. And before we wrap up today, Terry, I got a good one for us. The hidden meaning of the stars on barns.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I've never known.
I love barn stars. I want one. But of course, I want a barn.
Yeah, you got to get the barn.
But
first.
I would put it on our shed. I love those.
They're really cool. And as long as I've lived out here, I've always thought it was interesting. And I was traveling to see Bree the other day up in Point, happened to pass one and just got me thinking about it and looked into it. And it was a lot more history than I realized to it.
Cool.
So I thought it'd be kind of fun and local to kind of go over that. And we'll have a That Ain't Right story, some local good stuff to kick things off with. And it doesn't get much more local or more supportive than our United Way of Southwood and Ames Counties. Busy time right now as you are gearing up for stuff the school bus desk.
Yeah, there is a ton going on, but that is the biggest thing. We are still accepting registrations. So if your child qualifies for free and reduced lunch, they also qualify for free school supplies. Registration started on May 1st and goes till August 1st, and then it cuts off. So registration is required. And I just, you know, really stress that because it happens every year. Oh, I didn't know. Registration is open for 3 months. So we need you to, you know, we just really need you to get on board and get registered. So encourage you to do that. You can do it by visiting our website, uwswac.org. We do need information about each of the students. That's, you know, how we pack the backpacks so that it's the right thing for the right class. So you can register that way. You can also register by calling 211 between 8 and 5 Monday through Friday. And one of the resource specialists can help you, help gather that information from you if it's easier for you to do it via phone call than filling out a web form. So that's happening. But then the question always is, well, where do the school supplies come from? So on August 1st, United Way will be the sponsor of Lunch by the River, and we call that Stuff the Bus Day. We will have school buses down at Lunch by the River, and we ask everyone who will donate school supplies to bring those to us that day. It's really important that we get them that day because what happens is you'll see tons of volunteers and they actually sort everything like down to the color, right? So yellow folders go in a box, blue folders go in a box, pencils go in this box. So, you know, it's sorting it out and then we inventory it that day. Because then the monetary donations that we receive are used to fill the gaps. So if we know we still need, you know, 200 red folders, we have time to get those ordered and in place. And then the week of the third week of August, so on the 15th and 14th and 15th, backpacks get packed, again, using a strong core of volunteers. And we do pack them by, you know, third grade, fourth grade, kindergarten. So it is student age appropriate. All those backpacks get packed and then get distributed on the 16th and 17th of August in a drive-through style distribution. When you register your children, that's when you pick your pickup spot. I will say some of those time slots are filled. Again, it's been open since May 1st, but there are still openings. And we definitely will serve every child that needs to be served. Right now, we have about 940 students registered. That's a high number for us. I think, you know, the last 2 years, we've had just over 1,000 registered, but we've actually served about 850,
depending upon who comes through. Mm.
But we also, the leftover supplies, we allow each school district to have, you know, they'll take some back with them, because there's also an amount of transiency among students,
yes.
You know, where, and I know you've talked about this before, you know, having to switch schools and what that might mean. And, you know, so sometimes a student will start at a school on day one of school, and maybe by like the next week, they're at a different school. Well, sometimes that stuff goes with them, and sometimes, unfortunately, it just doesn't. So each school has a supply, but then they also have access to the extras. We keep those at Caring Closet, and the school counselor can just request another backpack. So that's part of what we do with leftover supplies. We do have a very, very limited amount of storage where we can store a few things till the next event. But as you can imagine, this can be costly, and honestly, that's why we do it, because we know it's an expense for families that some just can't take on, especially with the the inflation that, and we're all experiencing that. I'm not suggesting it's just targeted at some families. Everyone's grocery bill has gone up. Everyone, you know, we're all experiencing that. But if, you know, if you or I, when we're out getting our stuff, if we just pick up 5 notebooks, you know, it's not going to kill us. And it does go a long way. And so we are seeking monetary donations. And we have a lot of businesses in the community who are being collection points for us for supplies. And then they'll get them down to Lunch by the River, because maybe you just say, hey, I can't leave on a Thursday at noon. And so so they'll get those to us. We're accepting monetary donations, because imagine purchasing 1,000 backpacks.
Yeah.
You know, and let's just be real. And I'm telling you, every time this question comes up, mm-hmm. well, you know, kids could reuse backpacks. You know, yes, some kids can. Mm-hmm. But some kids, I mean, remember how hard you were on backpacks when you were a second grade boy? I mean, you're pulling it down the sidewalk, you're bouncing it up the bus steps, you know, whatever.
Lucky if it lasted the year, let alone another year.
So it is just the reality, and it's part of the expense, and we accept that. We know that, and we say, hey, the kids need a new one. They need to start off right. So there are a lot of expenses, though. And so we just, you know, ask people to think about that, too. Maybe you don't, you have no interest, zero interest in going out and buying school supplies, but you're like, well, I could give you $20, you know, or whatever the case would be. So the funds that are raised, once we've been able to, fully fill every backpack, if there's dollars left over, those carry to next year's Stuff the Bus. So it stays with that program, and it stays with school supplies. And rarely do we really carry over. I think this year we started maybe with like $800 that was left at the end of last year. And what it did is it let us order backpacks get started with some backpacks. I mean, mm-hmm. certainly you can't order 900 backpacks with $800, but,
right.
It is just helpful. And so, you know, we do hear that question, you know, I really want to help with this because I mean, it's a really tangible need, right? Mm-hmm. And you can really wrap your arms around kids need school supplies, and we want all the kids to have everything they're supposed to have. And so, certainly supplies, but monetary donations are more than welcome. And you would write that check to United Way. It can be sent to us at 351 Oak Street in Wisconsin Rapids. You can stop by with it. We'd love to see you. And you can also, you really don't even have to get off your couch, right? Like, you can just use your phone or your computer, go to our website, hit donate. Mm-hmm. And then when you put the monetary amount in it, there's a little memo line. You can just put Stuff the Bus or school supplies or whatever, and we'll make sure that that's where it goes. This is a great event, and we have huge support around a lot of our events and core, you know, really good volunteers. I like this because we've got high school kids volunteering, mm-hmm. we've got, you know, individuals on the other end of the spectrum volunteering as well, but just a strong core and just a huge show of community support, because I think we all, if we don't remember what it's like ourselves being a student, maybe, you know, our children have, you know, experienced this, or they have friends who have experienced this. And, mm-hmm. and our goal is just let's just get every kid a good, strong start.
Yeah. It's one of the most powerful things we can do, one of the greater investments we can make. I have mentioned this a number of times, and I usually wait until you and I are together to really dive into this one, but this is a passionate one for me, and I can't help myself. I was this kid. I 10 different addresses before I was 10, and a lot of those times I wasn't just starting the new school year when everybody else did. Oftentimes, like you mentioned, I was coming in December or sometimes even later in the school year, and those supplies... My parents and I, we weren't moving for betterment. So when we moved,
it was necessity.
It was
right?
necessity. Yeah. And it wasn't as if we brought a bunch of stuff with, hey, Jimmy, do you got everything you need? Let's go. No, it was let's go. And yeah. I oftentimes, being the kid, lost stuff. Now, I couldn't have had a better set of parents and a harder working set of parents. My parents worked very hard to make sure that we had food. We had these things. There was stuff that got lost, got lost in the shuffle. And it's all the more important reason why, if you have the opportunity to add to this in any way at all, and there is no small donation, there is no small investment, it is one of the greater things you can do with your day, with your dollar, with anything, with your time. It is a true investment in the future. As one of those kids, I remember kids are distracted as it is, let alone when you are sitting there and the kid next to you and you're on your desk, he has a glue stick, but you don't, or he has a new backpack and you don't. Anything that we can do, because kids are already going to be distracted. Kids are already going to have these and these things. This is one less thing we can take off their plate. And it's I personally believe a responsibility of us as adults. I don't care if you have kids or not. You got a future. This is about the future. This is about kids. This is about doing something good for them and making sure they don't end up like me in radio.
It's not a burden that kids should have to bear, right?
No. Yes.
And as parents, yes, we are responsible for our own children, but it's so much bigger than that. It is so much deeper than that.
And
you know what?
Village.
If we can do it, let's do it. Just a couple of points about if you're hearing this and you're thinking, I'm going to help out and I'm going to pick up some supplies. We just want, there is a top 10 most needed supply list because we, you know, like for instance, we honestly have this isn't even a word, a bajillion pens.
Yeah.
So, if you already bought us pens, fine, we'll take them. But we really don't, that's not one of our most needed items.
Yeah.
But when you're buying folders and notebooks for us, we want just plain colors. And so that also saves money, right? Versus getting the fancy ones.
Definitely.
But the reality is, you know, the list is saying each kid should have one red, one yellow, one green, one blue folder. Well, so that's what we're just looking for, is just solid color stuff so we can pack exactly what the teachers are asking for and get those ready for kids. But this is a great event. And also, you know, if by anything that you've been hearing, or if you're familiar with this event and you feel moved to volunteer and be part of this, certainly get a hold of Ben at the United Way office, 715-421-0390. But Ben, can definitely connect you. And we have a variety. You know, we could use help on the first down at Lunch by the River from 11 to 1. You know, if you just want to come sort school supplies as people handbags, we definitely need help with that. We need help packing backpacks and we need help distributing backpacks. So if you just feel, you know, moved to do something like that, please get in touch with us.
You can find out more by calling 211, of course. That's always there for you Monday through Friday between 8 and 5. And of course, uwswac.org. Be sure to check out the United Way's website. Follow them on social media. It's a great way to not only keep up to date on things, but share these things on your pages as well, so more and more people see them and we can do more and more good in this community. We appreciate you, Terry. We'll take a quick time out. We'll come back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's on the morning show at WFHR.
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Don't drag yourself out in the cold to make your family a healthy breakfast. Recover and call El Cafe and order a family-style breakfast to go. Scrambled eggs, ham, bacon, or sausage. Toaster pancakes with hash browns, and all of this is $8 a person. Call El Cafe at 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
What makes Wisconsin Dells such a big deal? Well, big splashes for one, big rides too, big shows, big boats, and big scenery.
The bigger the better. Water parks? They're a pretty big deal around here. Big families? You bet. Small ones too.
Mini golf? Big time. 19 plus million gallons of water? No biggie. Water slides? Big, bigger, biggest. Big attractions? Check. Big theme parks? Check. Big meals? Check, please. Wisconsin Dells. Now that's big. Go to wisdells.com and plan your trip today.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
We have a pretty nice weekend coming up today. Mostly sunny. We'll get to 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 62. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with an isolated afternoon thunderstorm, 81. Same for Sunday, partly cloudy, scattered afternoon thunderstorms, 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends over at El Cafe. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to El Cafe. They're waiting for you. Their doors are open, everybody. 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Head on over there. Enjoy some of their great meals, some of that unique menu they have. And keep in mind, if you can't make it over there early, they got fish fry tonight. So.
That sounds fabulous.
And more, I'm hearing people talk about that fish fry over there. I got to check that out.
I've not had the fish fry, but I've eaten there probably like four times, and it's... Everything I've tried is excellent.
Yeah, it's a great place, great people. Check it out, everybody. 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. We, of course, encourage you to get us those birthdays and anniversaries. Send them to info@WFHR.com, james.mailoff at civicmedia.us. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages or call up 424-2600, 715-424-2600. Just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. Call up and join the conversation. We appreciate everybody that got us these birthdays and anniversaries. Got a nice list for today and the whole weekend, Terry. I need a 1 through 3.
1.
All right. Gives us that qualifier so we can get right into that one. And I need a 1 or a 2.
1.
All right. And another 1 or a 2.
2.
Yeah, okay. Change it up a little bit. All right. We've got all of our qualifiers, so we get right into the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Carrie Dredger.
Happy birthday, Carrie.
Dredger. Carrie's awesome. Carrie's a fantastic entertainer, actor, person. I believe director now she can add to her resume. Carrie, enjoy your day. Hope it's a great one for you. We wish a happy 49th anniversary to Richard and Nancy Cook.
Happy anniversary.
Happy 49th, you guys. That's pretty cool.
It's a long time.
That is pretty awesome. That
Congratulations.
Is beautiful. Enjoy your 49th, you two. Celebrate all weekend long. And our qualifier for today, Margaret Young.
Happy birthday, Margaret.
Enjoy your day, Margaret. We wish you a great one. On Saturday, we have two big birthdays to celebrate. We wish a happy birthday to Bailey Williams.
Happy birthday, Bailey.
Bailey is a lady I've worked with a couple of times in, at WRCT. She's a great, great creative, great funny, fun person. Wishing you a great day, Bailey. And we wish a happy birthday to our qualifier, Richard Cook.
Happy birthday, Richard.
Enjoy your day, sir.
Did he just have an anniversary today? Was that what the... Who was what was the cook name that,
yeah,
for today?
Yep, and he has in his birthday the very.
I mean,
next
I'm assuming
day.
It's the same one, but
yeah, that's pretty cool. That's a lot cooler.
Think he
than
was strategic about that. Let's get married close to my birthday so I can remember.
Be very smart. It would be very smart on his part. If I were ever to get married again, I might actually steal that.
That's like have a strategic move. Placement yeah, of the date.
It's a pretty smart move right there.
But let's be real. How many dudes get to pick the date?
Well played, sir. Well, but yeah. That's a very good point by you, by the way. It's a very good point. And we look at Sunday where we wish a happy birthday to Jan Dietz.
Happy birthday, Jan.
And a happy birthday to our qualifier, Pam Nguyen.
Happy birthday, Pam. You know, Sunday is also my brother Jimmy's birthday, so
nice.
Happy birthday, Jimmy.
Happy birthday, Jimmy. Enjoy your day. You got a great name on you. We wish you a good one, sir. Have a great day. We take a look at our celebrity list real quick for today, Saturday and Sunday. And first up on the list, I think you can make the argument the greatest actor in the world right now, Mr. Benedict Cumberbatch, is 48 today. Doctor Strange in the Marvel Universe, Khan in Star Trek, the Dragon in the Hobbit movies, the Sherlock in BBC's Sherlock, and currently in like three or four other projects. All of that being said, if you have never seen the man act, Benedict Cumberbatch is so good, he can go by the name Benedict Cumberbatch. Like, that's how good he is. I'm joking, but I'm also, like, as somebody, my last name's Maloff, and I've had almost every agent try to get me to change my name. I cannot imagine how many times they tried to get him to do that.
Because it's a total mouthful.
It is.
But, you know, it was funny, and I always, and we all know that I don't, this is not my realm, right? Yeah. Like, acting and TV and movies and whatever. So, you know, I sit here just quiet when you do this, but but I'm kind of laughing because whenever you say the arguably the greatest in the world, and I've like literally never heard of the person ever in my life. I won't forget Cumberbatch, though.
That's a tough one to figure. Yeah, that's a tough one to forget. Brian May is 77, Queen's lead guitarist, and a literal genius. Brian May has a PhD in astrophysicist. Like, he's an incredibly intelligent guy. Yeah, yeah.
But I still just want to rock.
And
you know?
Some great hair.
Right?
Yeah, great. Like, oh, yeah. Think about Queen's, like, rock anthems. They've got some classic ones and some, like, some of the biggest of all time. And Brian May, an integral part of those. Great guitar player. Great guitar player. And some people no longer with us, like Alan Collins, born in 1952, passed away in 1990. Lynyrd Skynyrd guitarist who co-wrote Freebird, another great musician. And Samuel Colt, born on this day in 1814, passed away in 1862, inventor of the six-shooter. That's a pretty interesting note.
That'd be kind of a fun thing to be noted, you know, to be remembered for.
Oh yeah, yeah, that'd be real. Yeah, huh. I'd be. All right,
I honestly
my family
can't say that I've ever realized that a Colt, you know, whatever 44 or whatever, you know, Meg, you got. I've never realized that that was named after a person.
Oh yeah, the history of that family and that particular sidearm is quite interesting.
That's pretty cool.
Taking a look at Saturday birthdays, Judy Greer is 49. She was Paul Rudd's ex-wife Maggie in the Ant-Man movies, Kitty in Arrested Development. She's the voice of Cheryl at Archer and just a fun, wonderful actress. Ray Allen is 49, former NBA star with the Miami Heat, Milwaukee Bucks, and many other teams. Great, great three-point shooter. Great. One of the best ever. Let's see here. Omar Epps is 51. Dr. Eric Foreman on House. He was also on ER, The Program, Love and Basketball. Been a bunch of stuff. Let's see here. Terry Irwin is 60. Steve the Crocodile Hunter's widow. Who is still doing great work out there. She's still doing a lot of different things, a lot of stuff with her kids, of course, but she's been doing some solo things, too.
Yeah, I get a trace of Bindi every once in a while. Mm. You know, I'll see her pop up, their daughter. Yeah.
It's really cool to see. That's very cool to see. Let's see here. One of the greatest living guitar players that I think you've heard of, Terry. Carlos Santana is 77 tomorrow.
Yes, I got that.
So, interesting thing. My favorite guitar player, because guitar players were like quarterbacks in our family. My dad, every lead guitar player, you had to know him. He was a big Jeff Beck guy. I really like Carlos Santana. As a kid growing up, my favorite guitar player was Vernon Reed from Living Color. Vernon Reed runs his own Twitter account. And like last week or whatever, he posted that he got into playing guitar because of Carlos Santana.
Oh, that's cool.
And I was blown away by that. So I just tweeted a comment like a million other people do and everything. He liked it. He liked the comment. I don't care about most of that stuff. I don't really care if my posts get a ton of likes or anything like that.
You also
like
don't care that he likes every comment?
No, but that, yeah, right, right. I don't. No, I don't. It did not change my feelings about it whatsoever. I was 13 when I saw that. When I saw that, I was like 13.
You know, we have to have those moments, though.
Yeah, yeah. You need it. I have like no moments like that. That was like one of the few I do. I'll take it. And speaking of great musicians, Kim Carnes is 79 on Saturday, Betty Davis eyes. If you're going to be a one-hit wonder, have it be a legendary song.
Oh, yeah.
That is a legendary song.
It
still holds up. And people no longer with us, like Chris Cornell, born in 1964, passed away in 2017, way too dang young. Brilliant singer, songwriter, Soundgarden, Audioslave, Temple of the Dog, incredible artist. And Natalie Wood would have been celebrating a birthday tomorrow, born in 1938. Again, passed way, way too young at 1981. Wonderful actress. Wonderful actress, Natalie Wood. On Sunday, just a couple of birthdays to mention. Rory Culkin is 35. Macaulay's younger brother, Mel Gibb, was in Signs and Scream 4 and a couple of other things. Let's see here. And also on Sunday, John Lovitz, born in 19, celebrating a birthday. Ernest Hemingway. People no longer with
us. Yes, I know who that is.
Yeah, okay, nice. nicely done. Ernest Hemingway, born in 1899, passed away in 1961. An incredible writer. One of the great greatest writers that we produced in this country. Very, very complicated man. A lot that could be said about him. But if you have not read Ernest Hemingway, get yourself some Hemingway. Get yourself, just as if you're a fan of reading, if you're a fan of the written word, one of the better wordsmiths that we have produced in this country, Mr. Hemingway. And a fascinating human being. Like, just a fascinating human being. And Don Knotts would have been celebrating
also
a birthday.
Also know who that is.
Born in 1924, passed away in 2006. Deputy Barney Fife on the Andy Griffith Show. Mr. Furley in Three's Company.
You know, I loved him on Three's Company.
I did too. I did too. I really enjoyed Don Knotts. Great actor. I always, every year on his birthday, I do this where I want to mention a movie that I watch all the time with my dad. Mr. Magoo or Mr. something. It was him and an animated, he turned into an animated fish. I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head, but my dad and I loved that movie. Huh. That was great. And also would have been celebrating a birthday on Sunday, Robin Williams, born in 1951, passed away in 2014. I can think of no greater performer in my lifetime that I've ever seen than Robin Williams. I will admit that the reason I got into acting was seeing him when I was 7 years old, and he made me laugh. But I genuinely think that maybe I'm biased, but it don't mean I'm wrong. You find a more versatile human being, more versatile actor, the guy that not only made you laugh, but could make you laugh your head off in Mork and Mindy, make you feel every single syllable he is saying in Dead Poets Society or Good Morning Vietnam, a man who gave every second almost of his day-to-day life was going to a charity, was doing something to a cause. The comic relief work that he did with Whoopi Goldberg and Billy Crystal, the amount of homeless people that they helped, the amount of people struggling with food that they were able to help. All these things are amazing. And then when he passes, we find out he was actually doing even more charity work, but he didn't want his name attached to it because he was afraid he'd take attention away from this cause
whatever
or that cause
doing,
or anything. And I didn't even get into his stand-up comedy, one of the most brilliant, funny stand-up comedians of all time. Just an incredible human being.
I cannot believe it's been 10 years.
It's been way too long.
Yeah.
And I still can't watch one of his movies all the way through. I've gotten to the point where I can watch scenes of his movies, and I wholeheartedly admit this is very silly on my part. But I just haven't gotten there yet. I enjoy watching him. I've gotten to the point where I watch scenes of his all the time. But I still haven't been able to watch like a full stand-up special or anything. I encourage you to go out there and if you can't watch a whole movie of his, pull up some scenes on YouTube, pull up maybe some of his comedy specials, because if there's one thing that I think, feel very confident in saying, he would want you to laugh. He would want you to smile on his birthday.
And I think it's a good opportunity to really give people some grace.
Yep.
Because you see what's on the surface and you don't know what's going on the inside.
Well said.
So, think about that too.
Very well said. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to El Cafe. They're waiting for you. 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Stick around after our news break. We're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's here at WFHR's Morning Show.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans leaving the RNC say they're disappointed by the way President Biden's handlers have managed public concerns about his age and health. Wisconsin State Treasurer John Leiber.
To be told for weeks and weeks, everything's fine, it's a cold, it's jet lag, or whatever, and now finally come to the realization that they can't hide it anymore, so now finally, as their last option, they're telling the truth.
Multiple reports indicate Biden could end his reelection campaign any day now. The richest woman in Wisconsin says the American dream is under threat. Diane Hendricks had a speaking role at the RNC last night. She told the story about how she and her late husband founded ABC Building Supply and how hard it is to build a company from scratch. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Swimming is great fun in the summer, but safety should be at the top of your list. Amy Larson is an EMS outreach coordinator with Aspirus Medevac. She said cuts on feet and drownings are common calls for emergency crews. They also see a lot of neck and back injuries from water skiing, tubing, and diving.
Shallow water diving emergencies are very common as well. If you aren't sure how deep the water is, please do not dive in.
Amy said when it comes to life jackets, they go by weight. It's not only the law to have a life jacket for every person on a boat. It could save their life.
When you're looking at life jackets, make sure that they have the U.S. Coast Guard approved seal on them to make sure that they will help your child if the worst happens.
Swimming is great summer fun. However, it's important to know the risks and take sensible precautions. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers back from break. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers return to action after the All-Star break with a game against the Twins tomorrow night in Minnesota. Milwaukee in first place with a 4.5 game lead ahead of the Cardinals. Rhys Hoskins joined the Brewers in free agency and spoken why he feels he made the right decision.
Milwaukee was always a great paper fit. You know, as I can stand back and kind of take a 10,000 foot view of baseball itself and where I may fit in that. But having talking to a bunch of guys either on the team or that have played there in the past, it just fit even more so with, you know, the type of culture that they have and what I'm trying to accomplish.
In golf, Garrett Jones, the winner of this year's WSGA State Amateur Championship, the 39-year-old from Madison, shot an even par for the tournament at the Legend at Merrill Hills in Waukesha. Basketball, the Milwaukee Bucks take on the Phoenix Suns in Summer League action in Las Vegas. A recap later tonight with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
At Uline, the prevailing opinion is, if you don't live it, you don't believe it. The people at Uline believe in hard work, and they live it by being there 24/7 to answer your call, having 41,000 items in stock, and offering same-day shipping from 12 locations across North America. Business owners, sellers, buyers, shippers, and packers believe it. Uline is the hard-working, dependable source for your shipping and industrial supplies. Visit uline.com.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Save big money on all your projects now at Menards. From hitches to ratchet straps and everything in between, we've got all your hauling needs covered. TowSmart designs and manufactures durable steel towing products that resist rust and corrosion. Save big money on TowSmart products when you shop at Menards. America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. For J.D. Power 2024 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at Menards.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
We have a pretty nice weekend coming up today. Mostly sunny. We'll get to 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 62. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with an isolated afternoon thunderstorm, 81. Same for Sunday, partly cloudy, scattered afternoon thunderstorms, 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. We appreciate our friends at Culver's. Visit them on 8th Street when they open their doors. Get some Culver's in your life, everybody. You can do that by stopping by over there and supporting local, the people that support us and support their community. Or, of course, by winning it. You could win a family pack of four just by getting this TV theme song right.
Okay,
just,
if I go in the other room, can I play?
No.
Rude.
We encourage you. We also, if you haven't won anything in 30 days, we ask you to stick to that line there so other people can win.
We also encourage you to take us along. We'll eat the kids' meals. Absolutely. We don't need the grown-up meals.
Yeah, we're not greedy. We'll take the kids' meals.
We'll take whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. If it's Culver's, I will take it. Visit your Culver's on 8th Street this weekend and get some good Culver's in your life, everybody. I think we have made the audience wait long enough, Terry. Let's go ahead and play our song for our theme song for today. Get this one right. Call up 424-2600 or just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app, and you're going to win yourself some Culver's just for knowing what TV theme song this is. Ooh, all right. I thought that might take a little longer. Good morning. What's your answer?
Newhart.
Yeah. Hey, nice job, nice job.
Nicely done. All right. I was a little worried. I wasn't sure if anybody get that. It's not a legendary TV theme song, but I thought it was awfully noteworthy to play for today. Who do I have on the phone?
Jeff.
Jeff, thanks so much for listening and playing along. Jeff, were you a fan of Newhart?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, was it Bob or was it Larry and his my brother Daryl?
I was actually a friend of his brother Bob. His brother Bob. Bob was okay. His brother Bob was great, though.
They played well together.
They really did. It was great.
The chemistry on that show, I went back last night. We'll talk more about this on our entertainment segment, but just because with the loss of Bob Newhart, part of the reason we did that for today, and wanted to look back, and I went down a rabbit hole of Bob Newhart interviews. Barb Newhart was one of the greatest interviewers ever. Watched The Tonight Show with him and Johnny. It's some great stuff.
He's one of the favorite characters of Johnny.
Yeah, that was great. Jeff, where are you calling us from? What town?
Wisconsin Rapids.
All right, got ourselves a Rapids winner. Jeff, you know where we're located?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Excellent. I'll get some information from you off air, but we'll have you stop by, pick this up, and I'll make sure to get that information right and get it to my agent because you are our newest star of the day, sir.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for listening.
Thank you, Jeff. Hang on the line. We'll talk to you in a moment here. Newhart aired from October 25th, 1982 to May 21st, 1990. I didn't realize it was on that long. I forgot that it was. I love that show.
You know, that's one that... And I don't flip through channels very often, but like when you're flipping through, why don't we see reruns of that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you just think about long time...
Definitely.
Shows like that from the 80s that or 90s even that are usually on and I'm like it's actually like clean family friendly, you know, unlike anything you see on TV.
Right. It's also not too time sensitive. It's a show that's, you know, doesn't really stick to a lot of what was going on at the time. There's a lot of like a free I noticed even in the clips I was watching that most of that comedy held up, and that's pretty rare for comedy. I'm with you. I think it should be in syndication. Maybe it will be now with the noting of his passing and everything. So
not gonna lie, if I'm gonna go and watch something, you know, of Bob Newhart, I'm an Elf fan.
I loved him
in that.
He was,
and it's
so
just
perfect.
A small, but the chemistry between those two is crazy. I mean, it was fabulous.
There, you have never seen Bob Newhart not work well with another actor. You've never seen him not do a great comedic performance, and it all comes down to his timing. I'll talk more about it later, but Bob Newhart's timing is maybe top five of all time.
All right, we better get to Jeff.
We got to get to Jeff. We got to get out of here. We'll come back. We'll have some more fun in the morning show, but we want to send a big thank you to our friends at Culver's. Listen, every Friday in this time slot for yourself to win a chance at some free Culver's and be our next star of the day.
To everyone making time for life's best moments, let our team member Sandy share how Culver's is serving up celebration by the scoop.
Our rich and creamy fresh frozen custard makes every day a little bit sweeter. Enjoying a handcrafted treat with all the ooey gooey toppings you love, now that's worth celebrating.
Come to Culver's and let us serve you a sweet treat to make every moment count.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
It's the summertime quiz. Today's contestant is from just south of the Cheese Factory, next to the tavern, Stu Sample. Name an object you can find throughout central Wisconsin all summer long. It's private, and you can use it for one or two things.
Is that a porta potty for Crockett's Septic?
That's right, Stu, you win! For a clean, reliable, and affordable porta potty this summer, give Crockett's Septic a call. 715-712-3456.
Crockett's Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Yeehaw! WFHR invites you to join David Farmbrow of Coldwell Banker Seward Realtors and tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. The next show is coming up and we'll be talking about topics that matter to you, whether you're a buyer or a seller. So if you're looking forward to welcoming David Farmbrow to the show and taking your questions, be sure to tune in every second Tuesday of the month right here on your locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Summer is here and the sun is unforgiving. Be your child's hero this summer by keeping them safe in the summer heat and don't miss a beat. WAM Incorporated is here to help. Summer is for family trips, team championships, and long days at the beach. Design your child or team's gear in a flash with fully customizable polyester shirts and shorts. call 715-423-9465 for WHAM Incorporated today and get back out into the summer sun and enjoy the adventure without the burn.
We have a pretty nice weekend coming up today. Mostly sunny. We'll get to 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 62. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with an isolated afternoon thunderstorm, 81. Same for Sunday, partly cloudy, scattered afternoon thunderstorms, 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a good one out there. Got a short segment for you, a little salt and pepper to play us in. And Terry, it's a short segment because I don't know how long we need to get into this one. So this might be a That Ain't Right story. We'll see. You call up and let us know if you would try this, everybody. 715-424-2600.
If we go dark, it was not good.
It was not good. Some people might consider this an acquired taste, but others will recognize its brilliance.
Brilliant.
Orida, the frozen potato company, worked with Good Pop to create a new limited edition fudge and vanilla French fry pop.
Okay, I might go.
Yeah, it's frozen vanilla oat milk covered in chocolate fudge in a chocolate fudge shell and rolled in crispy potato bits. It's supposed to taste like a dipping a fry into a milkshake.
In a shake.
All right.
Okay, fair. I can maybe handle it on the outside, like as a coating, right? Yeah, so it's like they dip it in sprinkles. You dip it in sprinkles or in French fries, I was envisioning it was going to be on the inside. I'm like, ooh.
I thought we're talking like a French fry on a stick.
But then with ice cream around it and chocolate around
it. Yeah, yeah. Like, no.
Although, okay. You've had frozen French fries, right? Mm-hmm. Like, or right of. Yeah. We're talking about our other brands, right?
Great
like,
fries,
take them out and then you
fries.
Put them in, you know, lay them on a sheet, put them in the oven. And obviously they're pre-cooked, but like when they're still frozen, like I can grab one of those and eat them.
Oh yeah, yeah, me too.
So,
yeah.
Maybe they're on to something here.
That's a good point. Oh, yeah.
We were too quick to judge.
Maybe. The mashup is available for nationwide shipping from Good Pop's online store. Each box costs $9.99. The first run has already sold out, but they will. They say that they're going to keep bringing them back as long as people are buying them.
Interesting. I'd be more inclined to try this than some of the other crap we talk about.
I was just going to say that half of the things we bring
some
up,
of the
it's
other
like,
food
oh,
things,
I don't know,
like,
but this one is a little more tempting. I will say that they definitely hit my palate right, where I love French fries and I love ice cream. So I mean, on paper doesn't seem so bad.
It might be okay.
It might be worth trying at least. That's for sure. I could see trying that one. I'm trying to think of the last time they had one of these weird combinations that I actually was like a little intrigued by. And I don't know. This one seems a little intriguing.
You know, sometimes when combinations like this get brought up, it's not the actual item, but it's like flavored like that. You know what I mean? So if it was like ice cream, a regular ice cream bar, but flavored like French fry, that would be totally gross.
That could definitely be.
This at least is the actual thing.
Yeah. Yeah. That
you know what would be funny about this? Wouldn't it be fun to just be like, hey, you want an ice cream bar? And just give it, but not tell somebody what it is. And just see what the reaction is.
Ooh, I like that. Man, I love the way you think. Yeah, I'm definitely, now I want to do
that's
that.
Scary.
Now, yes, absolutely. it really is. We'll take a quick time out. We'll come back. We'll have some more fun in the morning show at WFHR.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
A remote Brazilian tribe deep in the Amazon rainforest was recently able to access the internet for the first time ever. Tribe leaders say that they almost immediately had to institute time limits or nothing would get done.
You know, we don't hunt, fish, and plant crops. Mm-hmm. We're going to die because we don't have any food. And guess what, everyone? Amazon does not deliver to the Amazon. So, which is kind of an oversight on their part.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
T. Schwaba.
Friday night, we're back on Nightlight full time and discussing Green Bay ghost tours with Tim Freese. And it's Friday, so our Friday friend Terry Barr will be on the show with new music and sparkling convo.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
We have a pretty nice weekend coming up today. Mostly sunny. We'll get to 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 62. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with an isolated afternoon thunderstorm, 81. Same for Sunday. Partly cloudy, scattered afternoon thunderstorms, 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
JoJo was a man who thought he was a loner, but he knew it couldn't last. JoJo left his home in Tucson, Arizona, for some California grass. Get back to where you once been.
We're back. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Terry and James here with you. Got an interesting one to dive into here, Terry. Five summer etiquette tips, which is a perfect timing as we are through middle of the dog days of summer here.
It is perfect timing because then you only have to use it for a third.
It is the perfect. Great point. Brilliant. So we're about a month into summer, and have you broken any of these rules yet? Here are some few summer etiquette rules to keep in mind when it comes to others. Don't set up right next to someone at the beach if there's room to spread out. And don't block their view of the water by setting up right in front
that
of them
is
either.
So annoying.
Yeah, I've seen that done. I haven't had it done to me, but I've seen it done on the over in Santa Barbara.
I'm not like just going and hanging out at the beach here because I just don't. Yeah, it's just not on my, radar to do. Yeah. But like if we are somewhere and there is room somewhere else, you don't need to sit right by me.
No.
I'm not going to tell you to move. I'm not going to say anything. But, like, I have seen that I even had it happen once where, like, and the person was by themselves. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe I was probably just sitting. I don't recall all the details. But I was probably just sitting there myself reading a book while everybody else was doing whatever. And they, like, so I'm sitting here reading a book. What makes you think that I just want you to sit by me and visit? Now, maybe they needed someone to visit with, but I was just like, what?
That's what I ran into. I've had that happen on like public buses and Amtraks and stuff before. And at least two of the times that I remember it happening, it was an older person who just wanted somebody to talk to and everything. But I have had at least at one time where it was a big, big guy and he could have sat anywhere and he sits right next to me. And I really thought like, I spent a good 5 minutes thinking, do I know him?
Yeah, like, what's, like, is there a connection?
Yeah. Didn't say one word to each other the whole ride. It was a long ride, too. And I don't know. I still wonder, like, why did he sit next to me?
I agree. I think that's a faux pas. Now, if the beach is that busy, then you probably should honestly tighten your stuff up a little bit and make room for other people. But, you don't need to be right on top of somebody. Mm-hmm.
When you leave the beach, don't shake out your sandy towel right next to someone. Pay attention to which way the wind is blowing.
Who the heck would do that? Come on. Who would do that?
That does seem a bit like you're trying to do something there. You're trying to start something
If that actually happened. If you're sitting in a chair, it probably doesn't affect you as much. But let's say you're sitting on a towel or laying on a towel.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you feel you're getting like peppered with sand. I don't know if I could just not. I mean, I would probably
something.
I'd be like, really?
Yeah. I really believe in choosing your battles wisely in life.
That's a battle.
That is a battle that is chosen for you. Yes, that is a battle chosen for you. Yes.
James picks up like a bucket of sand.
Yeah. I'm going to bury them in sand. Yeah. You like sand. Here you go. Don't assume it's, quote, fun to splash people. That includes cannonballs that splash outside the pool and also splashing someone who's just getting into the pool.
I agree.
You really got to know your audience on this one. I think that there are certain, like my dad, you could do this too. My mom, run for the hills, change your name, go into secret identity, all that stuff, because she will find you and it will not be good.
That's how it is at our house too. I'm like, if I am floating in the pool and you splash me, you're probably out.
Yeah.
I'm not out. You're out. You know, so it's a funny thing. And it depends who it is, of course. But like one of my brothers, like he would just, if he was there, he'd just be constantly like, you know, yeah. And I'm like, dude, it's, I'll kick you out. Like, I will kick you out. I mean, I don't know that I wouldn't be able to get him out myself, but I will. I'll go down trying.
Like all of a sudden security shows up. Like, I didn't even know you had security. What is
the... Or like a big arm just comes and plucks him out of the pool. That'd be fabulous,
I do kind of like that. Yeah. Don't blast your music. That goes for anywhere in public. But even at a backyard cookout, your neighbors might not want to hear the type of music you are playing. And I will also add to this, on the beach or in public transportation especially, the whole talking on Bluetooth or... We're past that, everybody. Come on. Everybody. The only people doing that nowadays want others to hear them.
Yeah.
And then just one other little side note to that. If you are one of those people that insists on doing that, don't look at me weird when you say something crazy on the phone and I glance
and
over
I react.
It.
Yeah.
Like, you're talking loud enough where people in the back row can hear you. I'm not going to feel rude. Like, because I do not, I am not an eavesdropper. I don't like doing that stuff. I feel very uncomfortable with that kind of thing. But in that situation, you say something outlandish or crazy, I'm going to be a human being and react. And it
because
ain't my fault.
You've engaged us all in your conversation.
Yeah.
You know, music, I don't really care. I mean, obviously, if it's like midnight and music is blasting or something, but I don't really care about music and I like music, but I do get a little bit touchy with lyrics.
Yeah.
You know, what I mean? I don't need to hear the F-bomb 47 times in one song. Now, that might be your thing and that might be your music, but I then turn it down because I don't. Like, I just don't like that. I don't enjoy it.
I'm with you. I've rambled before about not liking movies, music snobs. I don't like people like what you like, but I don't like the idea of other people telling you, that's silly, you shouldn't that or something. I also, on the other side of that, don't like people that push their music on others. Or that, you know, that I think we've all had that friend, you got to hear this song. Like, that's different than a stranger or a neighbor blasting their music at you or whatever when you didn't ask for that, man.
Or if you're at the pool or the beach, like this. And there's, you know, little kids around or I don't know. I just don't care for that.
It's not classy. It's not kosher. It's not the way we should treat each other. And don't set off fireworks constantly. The 4th of July was 2 weeks ago. It's time to move on, everybody. If you haven't burned through them already, that's on you.
You know what?
Save them for next year.
I honestly haven't heard it any for quite a while.
I'm so happy this came up because I wanted to tip my hat to this community. I only can talk for the community I live in, and that's Rapids here. And yeah, I'm the same as you. I've not heard, I will admit in years past, I've been very frustrated by this. You know, on July 15th, and we're hearing fireworks at midnight. I haven't heard it this year.
No, me either.
And talking with our sheriff's department and some other people in the area that would know these things, haven't gotten a lot of complaints or anything, maybe a couple days after the 4th, but it's been pretty good to see.
I feel like it got quiet pretty quick.
Yeah, and that's great to see. Appreciation, a big tip of the hat to the community for that one, because it's I don't hate fireworks. What I hate is our veterans that with PTSD not knowing these things are happening, or little kids, or dogs, or any of these things. So good on the community for that. That's pretty cool to see. I don't have any add-ons, Terry. I don't have any outside the lines here.
I don't know if I do either, really.
Summer etiquette. Yeah, and I thought this was a pretty good one, considering we've got the world's largest water ski show tournament, you know, coming to town here, in town.
Already they're
going
here.
On, already
they're
going
here.
On. Yeah, already going on. And it does remind me too. Keep in mind, everybody, and this community is great about this. You don't need me telling you this, but just as a reminder, we're going to have a lot of strangers in town over the next couple of days. Let's treat them right. Let's make sure they leave here talking highly of Rapids and the people in this area. Not only is it great for our economy, but this is an area just like most any rural area in the country that is always looking to not only keep the people that they have in it, but bring in new people. You never know. My papa was a semi-driver. Driving through this town. Loved Rome, loved Rapids, ends up moving here, and then you get stuck with me. This is how this can happen. Oh, wait,
that's
a bad example. That's not a great example. That's not a great example. Okay, better examples out there. There's a lot of transplants out there. They're good ones.
Have an addition to the summer etiquette list. If you bring watermelon to the pot or to the, you know, picnic, get seedless.
Okay.
I was just thinking about that because, you know, I didn't even know that they still had watermelon with seeds. You actually have to check the label. We just had one the other day and cut it up, and I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
I don't know many people that like with the seeds. That's interesting.
Nobody does. Unless you're spitting them at each other.
Have you seen the cubed watermelons?
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that they taste the exact same as regular watermelon, but I still want to try one. Yeah. I don't know why. I want to try one.
It's kind of weird.
They just seem weird.
Totally.
The 58th Annual Wisconsin State Water Ski Show Championship, presented by Bank First, will thrill spectators all weekend long. It is going on right now at Red Sands Beach in Lake Wasicha. We wish all the skiers, all the participants, all the volunteers, and all the hard people working over there at Lake Wasicha a safe, fun, wonderful weekend. We encourage you to cheer on our local teams. Your Wisconsin Rapids Aqua Skiers are hard at work. I've been working nonstop at this. They've got a fun day lined up for you. Today, they're going to be part of the Division II champion, Division II round. So looking at today, you've got a handful of teams that are going to be going early. Everything kicked off at 7:40.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think they started already.
And water walkers from Wausau, and then aqua skiers from Rapids, flights from Chetek, and Division III award ceremony will be after that. Keep in mind as well, we want to send a shout out to our Shermalot team in Rome. They're going to be performing on Sunday after Mad.